Hello, everyone. Welcome to Soul Up with Kayleen Welsh. So here we are for episode 3, and our conversation last time was about Cancer season and some of the themes of Cancer. The astrological archetype sign of Cancer is home, family, emotions, and roots. And we talked about the theme for this Cancer season of being come home to care. And that certainly seems to have been the case for me this week. I've spent pretty much the last 10 days involved in the death of my brother, Greg. It's been, as for all families, a challenging time and emotionally activated. I know that there was a shooting incident involving ex-President Trump yesterday. Emotions are high. Emotions are definitely activated and stirred. There's a lot going on in our homes and in our countries and our lives. And often when emotions get activated, we really don't know what to do with them. We are a country who has not allowed much feeling expression. In fact, feelings have been ridiculed. When I talk to people about talking about feelings, a lot of times I'll hear even things like, oh yeah, that other F word. It is actually a really good word. If we're going to live from the fullness of who we are, it's one of the things that we need to tune into because it is like our radar system. And energy, emotions are energy in motion. So when something's going on for us, whatever we're doing around with our world, we're getting constant feedback about that relationship. How are we feeling about what's going on in our world right now? That's an ongoing process that is happening for us. And we have totally come to recognize, you know, that there is a great relationship between the environment, what's happening around us, you know, how do we interpret that, and then the emotion that comes along with it. There is an interplay here that we can't stop, you know. When things happen, we respond. We have a thought about it, and we respond emotionally, and then that's how we act. And if we can pay attention to our emotions, it's really very fascinating because they all come through our body system in it with a different sensation, a different feeling. They have a different vibrational frequency, and we can feel the difference. And one of the greatest things that we can do to enrich our lives is to tune in to these feelings as they're processing through our system. We have become a culture who is feeling avoidant. We don't like them. We tend to even have somehow think about emotion as all negative. And that's a really bad thing because there's some really good ones. We often forget that there are really good feelings and we get caught in the bad ones or the ones that are more difficult. Fear, anxiety, shame, guilt. These are the ones that weigh us down. We are constantly being given information about our interaction with the environment around us, about our nature of our relationship with the environment in every moment. Our body is the carrier. Our physical body is the carrier of all of this emotional energy. And it is where the energy that is moving can be felt. It's really like our early warning system. Some of you may remember the old TV show Lost in Space, where the robot, you know, used to flap his arms around wherever there would be something going on that was scary or unpredictable, and he'd flap his arms around, danger, Will Robinson, danger. Really, that is what our emotion system, that's the messages that they're sending, is giving us this feedback about what do we need to be alert to about our own interaction with life. And if we don't get the message or we ignore it or push it aside, you know, this is the bad part because it doesn't really go away. Whatever gets buried in there gets ugly. When we think of emotional debris, trapped emotions, they fester and grow. It becomes a sore spot, like a place where we get touchy and reactive. It's a place that we just really do whatever we can to avoid. Spiritual teacher Gary Zukav used to talk about how we release the energy of emotion in either of two ways. Either we let it go, we process it through in love and faith, or we trap it and block it through fear and doubt. And typically when we start blocking our emotions, I mean, I think we can see this in the use of addictive behaviors and substances in our world. I sometimes think of it as the numbing of America. We don't like to feel some of these difficult things, and we don't process them very well. We're also learning through epigenetics that we have, probably in our DNA, different remnants of our ancestral emotional experience. Things certainly haven't been easy in the history of humanity, and so we can imagine that through our ancestral line, there are trauma experiences, and a lot of that emotional remnant gets trapped in our DNA, so that gets passed on. We can almost think of this emotional response at kind of like a thermometer, you know, especially when we think about the heavy ones that we try to suppress. So like just take anger, for example. We might think of, you know, irritation at, you know, like a temperature of, you know, 40 degrees. And it rises as our temperature rises, as the heat, the emotion rises, it gets bigger. And typically, if we can catch it when it's at the lower range, we can intervene and do something about it. If we don't get the message then, and we don't respond in some way that allows the energy to pass through in love and faith, then we end up erupting. Typically, that's what happens. There's some kind of an eruption. The temperature rises until we hit a boiling point, and then there's no way for the energy to release without it kind of blowing up. It combusts, and then it can settle back down again. So we want to be able to be tuned into these emotions early. We want to catch them when they start sending the messages into our body so that we can do something about it and we can form an appropriate response. We want to be aware that what's happened for many of us in this numbing is an avoidance, is that we create frozen, like a armored up system. It's been referred to as frozen energy states. And what this does is it blocks and helps us avoid dealing with more of the negative, difficult, challenging energy states. But at the same time, it doesn't allow us access to the good ones. And we definitely want the good ones. So we want to figure out how to do this. When we are emotionally reacting, many of us isolate. We tend to shut down with our emotions. This is where care comes back into play, because I do think we need community. It's very helpful to have people that we can share our emotional state with when we're feeling sad or lonely or scared. So, needing to reach out, that's not always our strong suit. David Hawkins is a scientist, a spiritual explorer, who has done a lot of work on the connection between emotions and vibrational frequency. And so he talks a lot about, we kind of have a comfort zone that we'd like try to maintain ourselves in. And when things come along that knock us out of that comfort zone, we have difficulty. When we look at David Hawkins' map of consciousness, he talks about the heavier emotions, of course, at the bottom of the lower end of a vibrational scale. So shame, guilt, despair, those things are at a lower level. So somewhere he scored them like around 20 or 30 on a vibrational scale. He talked a lot about the level of fear, which he designated at the frequency of 100. And he says that, you know, many people get trapped in fear through social fears. We don't feel like we are enough or are good enough. We worry about how other people are going to respond to us. So fear. And I do want to point out that we have an epidemic of anxiety, which is fear. Anxiety is, you know, all over the place. And that's because we have so much activated in our world right now. There's so much going on. And fear is often a place where we get stuck. We almost get paralyzed. We don't really know what to do with it. And I will say that if you're a person on the planet right now that's not feeling anxiety, then I think you've gone numb, that there is something that's getting buried in there, because I don't know how we can be alive right now and look at the situations that we face as a world and not feel some anxiety. So, I mean, all of this, we've got to rise above the level of fear. David Hawkins actually makes a good case for the emotion of anger. Anger is one of these emotions that, again, we don't know what to do with. It's become culturally appropriate in many ways, particularly for men to express anger. for women or for some men. I mean, certainly we have a choice of how we're going to respond to anger. It usually comes out in some outward expression where we use our words, we're able to talk about it. Many people don't handle anger very well, so they yell or they slam doors or we do things like that. We slam off or storm off. And yet anger is an emotion that urges us, prompts us into action of some kind. It's letting us know that there's something going on in our world that is not right, something that needs some attention. So learning to express anger in healthy ways that releases the energy of that is super helpful and super important, and we're not very good at that as a culture. In David Hawkins' scale, he also talks about the emotion of love. And he says that one person who can hit a vibrational frequency of love is able to lift 750,000 people that have not been able to rise above the level of fear. And I remember talking with a client about this some time ago and having this conversation about, you know, I don't know who comes up with these numbers and, you know, how they come up with that, who measures that. But she had a really interesting response to me because what she said is, you know, hey, you know, I work at Quick Trip and, you know, when people come in the morning or whatever, if I can like be smile and friendly with them, I interact with so many people during the course of the day, and if they leave out of there and they go and smile or say something nice or are in a good mood as they go about their day, how many other people do they interact with and where does this all reach? And so that was a very good awareness for me of the ripple effect. A reminder that yes, what we give out matters. And when we are talking energy, we are talking about what we emit, what we give out. What vibrational frequency are we giving out? Like very much a radio station. If we are playing the blues, we are going to draw energetically. We're going to align with things that, like, you know, make us feel sad, that like keep us in despair. If we can shift maybe into love, you know, some kind of ideas of love and inspiration, and that's a different song we're playing. That's a different frequency that we are emitting and radiating out into the world, and it does make a difference. One of the most important tools that we have in our system that we can use all the time to work with emotion is our breath. Breath and body awareness are two of the key pieces that have a most beneficial impact on our ability to respond emotionally. It is not physically possible to be breathing fully and experiencing panic at the same time. It just can't happen. When we breathe fully, we're increasing the amount of oxygen we're taking in, and we are increasing the amount of carbon dioxide that we are eliminating. So this is more than just like an, you know, we think it's just emotion thing. It's an actual physical, all of this is connected. Physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, it's all connected. So when we are breathing, when we can breathe fully, we get more oxygen to our brain, which increases our ability to deal with whatever's going on. We can think better. We can problem solve better. Whenever we feel tightness in our fists, our muscles, our jaw. When we feel tightness or constriction, that reduces the flow of air and life force energies, which impedes the effectiveness of all of our systems. We can't think clearly. We overreact. We erupt into some outburst of, you know, what does it matter? Or why do I care? So breath is our number one emotional management tool. So I invite you, even just right now, to just check in with yourself. Take a couple of deep breaths. The calming breath, a very good pattern for a calming breath, is just to breathe in gently through your nose and out through your mouth like with a sigh. And feel the tension release from your shoulders, your neck, your jaw, Let your body relax. When we are able to breathe fully, this is integration. This is where, like, all of our systems, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, are operating on the same wavelength. They're all aligned. This is essentially wholeness. And if we like sacred words, holiness. Breathing is all it takes to bring us back to center. And once we're centered, we are able to stand with our feet solidly on the ground, anchored, held, safe, with our eyes on the stars, so that we're open to this influx of life. And that's what feelings reflect for us. That's what emotions are about, reflecting life. To look at our fears head on and to deal with these difficult emotions does require courage. Grief is a very difficult experience. So much comes to the surface, and it just takes courage to show up and authentically even express that. It is through courage. This is another part of David Hawkins's work. He says that when we can reach the emotional vibrational place of courage, which he scored at 200, that is when we break out of our typical comfort zone, our kind of our safety area, and expand, that we open to a richer, fuller life. Courage right now is being called forth from within each of us. It is this energy that will allow us to see the dark spaces that need attention, that require our ability to speak up about or take action on, both within our lives and in the life around us. Our mindset and our ability to respond changes our neural pathways and the way that we are physiologically able to show up in the world. Authentic emotion allows us to share all of the emotions, the tears and the laughter. And when we remember that emotions are not always bad, there's words out there that I don't think we use very often in our vocabularies, like satisfaction or delight, contentment, peace, safety. These are emotions that are also available to us, but what happens when we armor up or we numb out to our emotions, as much as that may help us contain our reactions to the more difficult ones, it also limits our ability to feel the good ones. And I want to talk just a little bit more about the emotion of joy, because it's one that we don't, it's a word that we don't even really work with or recognize. And I know that the first time someone talked to me about joy, I was like, I don't know, let me think. I was supposed to write a story about a joy experience, and I'm sitting in a workshop and I'm trying to think about my life and go back and find a place of joy. And I got to say, I didn't really find one. Every time thing that I kind of kept looking at was like, oh yeah, but this was going on, or this was going on, or this was the story behind that. And it was like, ooh, yeah, that's not so good. And I realized then, you know, that I had really gotten lost in a negative viewpoint. I was really focused on all the things that were wrong with my life. And as I sat in that workshop that day, I remember I actually ended up crying. I'm sitting there kind of like tears are coming down my face because I'm looking around and everybody else is writing. They must have had joy stories to write about, and I didn't feel like I had one. And then all of a sudden, from deep inside me, I just felt this kind of rush of emotion. And I remembered a time, it was a really rare, beautiful of experience, where I was sitting with my sisters watching for a sunset. And it was kind of cold, we were huddled up and we were laughing, but it just felt like a very authentic moment. And when that awareness came through my mind, it was like it opened up things, and all of a sudden it was like, oh boy, yeah, that's joy. You know, it's one of those emotions that you feel from deep inside. You know, emotions are feelings. They're not something that we mentally respond to, but that's typically how we have, as a culture, have learned to do so. But we can recognize authentic emotion as we feel it. It comes up through our system. And joy, according to David Hawkins, is at a vibrational scale of 540. It's even higher than love. And he scored it that way according to his research, he says, because joy moves us into a dimension of love that brings in unconditional love. And joy is an emotion that is said to be able to hold all the other emotions. And I will say that as I'm dealing with grief this week, I am also aware of the joy. You know, we've spent so many hours the last few weeks, particularly with family, friends, sharing memories and telling stories of the past and looking at photographs and so much laughter and so much tears. And laughter is one of the things that lifts us into joy. Laughter is it's a lightener. And we are here for this podcast to lighten up. That's one of the things that helps us so much, is to be able to laugh. And I will say that even as I've been feeling the loss of my brother and the emotional pain that goes along with that trauma, oh, I'm so grateful for the laughter also. I feel like there's an opening, an expansion that happens when we're able to feel these emotions fully. It brings such a richer, fuller life, experience of life. So tomorrow, I will be officiating a celebration of life for my brother Greg. And I am quite sure that we will be laughing and crying together, because this is, again, where it brings us back to community. We need each other. And over the last week, 10 days, and even longer, we've definitely felt the love and care of the community as they hold my brother Greg, his family, his extended family and friends, you know, the community that cares for him. We've all been held in love and caring, and we feel that. And that is the piece that really allows us to continue to move forward and to see the joy and the value in life. It takes time, but I'm learning to fill the grief spaces with love. I'm grateful for all of you, and I know that together we can create a better world. I plan to be back later in the week to talk about the full Capricorn moon on Sunday. And if you'd ever like to know more about the work that I do, the services that I offer, please feel free to check out my website at www.kayleenwelsh.com. So, until next time, shine on. Oh my goodness gracious, beautiful oasis with that voice sweet as honey. Birdie in the air, nothing can compare. You're worth more than the whole world's money. Just to hear that sweet voice even brings the bees joy. Pour it on me warm, sweet honey. Every word you say, if you sing it in that way, yeah, you can make a gray sky sunny. Memories of a sweet bee.